AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. So many wildfires are burning across the West that the military's been called in to help. Wayne Patterson's the fire information officer in Chelan, Washington.
They went ahead and provided some Blackhawk support. Basically, they're dropping buckets of water on the fire.
Several large fires are burning near the town of Chelan and have seared through more than 155 square miles, destroying about 75 homes and businesses. 900 firefighters are battling the fires there. Deputy Incident Commander Rob Allen says resources have been getting thin because there are so many fires in so many places.
Nationally, the system is pretty tapped. There's a lot of fires going on, not only here, but in Washington, in Oregon, Northern California still burning up. And things have started to pick up also in Idaho, Montana, and Colorado.
A wildfire burning north of San Luis Obispo in California is one of the few in that state that's growing despite a cooling trend there. Scammers want your tax refund, and now the IRS is revealing that a computer breach that compromised the information of thousands of taxpayers is actually much larger than first announced. Maybe as many as 334,000 taxpayers had their personal information stolen. Our Diane Kepley is in Washington.
The agency believes what happened is that hackers used the information they already had, such as Social Security numbers and addresses, to tap into a service called Get Transcript. Investigators believe with that additional information, they could try to file fraudulent tax refunds. All potential victims are being notified and will be offered free credit monitoring services.
Two bombings in 2 days in Bangkok, Thailand, where at least 20 people are dead, more than 100 others injured. No one injured in today's bombing. This is AP Radio News. The first recording contract the Beatles ever signed will be auctioned next month in New York. Our Sandy Kozell has more on this.
That first recording contract was signed in Hamburg, Germany, where the band honed its craft playing in the city's nightclub district. The 1961 recording session produced the single My Bonnie.
My Bonnie lies over.
It was released on the Polydor label in Germany only and never hit the top charts, but the tune led directly to the Beatles' discovery back home and a contract with EMI the following year. My Bonnie was credited to Tony Sheridan and the Beat Boys. The Beatles were the backup band for that British singer. My Bonnie netted the Beatles about $80. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Google is introducing a low-priced smartphone in 6 African countries where most people still can't afford an internet-connected device. The phone will cost about $87. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.